Well, if you are thinking about working for the White House, you better get your financial house together. The Obama administration is making financial information for senior White House officials available upon request. And joining us to talk about this is Jane Norris with our sister station, Federal News Radio at 1500 AM. So, Jane, there are others who do have this same situation where people can look up and find out how much they're making, right?
Usually members of Congress. And you've seen the financial disclosure statements. They appear on websites. And, you know, elected officials have gone through this process. And that's how we know how much they make and, you know, the kind of speaking fees they get, for instance. But this is now for senior-level Obama officials. So anyone who has a salary that's higher than the normal career official would be the GS-15 has to fill one of these out. And I've filled them out. And they're, you know, they list your assets and they list your liabilities, how much you owe on your mortgage, any payments that you get from outside industry or outside groups, you know, any groups that you belong to, any future employment, for instance, any book deals that you might get. Mm-hmm. And there are broad categories, for instance, between $1,000 and $15,000 to $50,000, already all the way up into the millions. And so you can get a pretty good idea of where people's assets are and who their associations are just by looking at one of these forms.
Who's most likely to make these requests?
The members of the media are probably the most likely. Of course, we're all nosy. We want to know what's going on. And probably people who are in general interest groups or political groups that want to make hay with certain associations that people have. For instance, Lawrence Summer, one of his economic advisors, has had his disclosure form plastered all over television this morning. So, I mean, it's largely for that reason. And you can't use it for any other reason. For instance, if you want to use it, you know, to solicit something from the individual, then that's even something that might cause civil action.
But, you know, in the case of Summers, he said he was working at a part-time hedge fund job before he joined the White House team, a job where she said he worked one day a week and made apparently $5.4 million for that part-time work. So this is part of the administration's effort to provide a certain level of transparency so that people can be held accountable, because he does in some way with his financial planning oversee hedge funds.
That's
today.
That's exactly right. And herein lies the problem. In the disclosure, there could be some controversial things that people find out, and that's part of it. You know, you have to just withstand the tide and say, well, this is what I earned, and I feel proud of my service to the country. Now, the way you do this, go on whitehouse.gov or federalnewsradio.com. It's easy. Just a few clicks. You fill out the form, and whammo, your request is in, and then it probably takes a few weeks to get it back.
All right. Thanks, Jane.
All right. Thanks,
Jane Norris with our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.